This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we introduced doing a biographical study of the life of Ezra. To start this study, collect information about him in Ezra chapters 7 through 10 and Nehemiah chapters 8 through 12. Here's what I came up with. Ezra was born into a long line of priests. He was a diligent student of the Bible and applied himself to obeying what he understood. He also devoted himself to teaching God's word. A number of times it says that the hand of the Lord, his God, was on him. King Artaxerxes recognized these qualities in Ezra's life and entrusted him with the responsibility of leading the exiles returning from Babylon to Jerusalem. He was to take resources to help the people in Jerusalem and to inquire how Judah and Jerusalem were doing regarding the law of his God. He was also recognized as having wisdom to discern men qualified to be magistrates and judges and appoint them to administer justice to all of Trans-Euphrates. If any lacked training necessary to carry out their task, he was to teach and equip them. He knew how to delegate and entrust responsibility to others so as to hold them accountable. When he got into Jerusalem, he carried out his assignment fully. A major issue he dealt with was intermarriage between the people of God and pagan neighbors. His prayer in Ezra 9 is exemplary, and correcting the problem he faced was challenging and painful. See if you can find more information in these chapters. Then join us as we continue this study.